From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Thailand's military-backed legislature has voted down an unpopular draft constitution delaying general elections. Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok.
The rejection Sunday by the Thai military-appointed National Reform Council, NRC, has left Thailand with new uncertainties. A 36-member constitution drafting committee spent almost 12 months drafting the document, but faced growing opposition over restrictions on political parties and lack of public debate. If the charter had passed, a national referendum was to be held in the months ahead, with national elections in 2016. Now, a new 21-member drafting committee has 6 months to redraw the constitution before a referendum and elections likely in 2017. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Israel has begun building a fence along part of the country's eastern border with Jordan as the Syrian civil war refugees and other migrants flee their countries. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that we see what happens when countries lose control of their borders. He seemed to be referring to the massive influx of refugees from the war-torn Middle East and African migrants heading to Europe. Netanyahu earlier said that the human tragedy of Syria's civil war and said Israel has aided its victims. However, he said Israel is too small to tank them. That's in sharp contrast to Germany and Austria, who are welcoming thousands of migrants within their border Sunday. Most of those migrants have opted to seek refuge in Germany, where an estimated 8,000 are expected to arrive by the end of the day. German officials have said they will accept up to as many as 800,000 asylum seekers this year. VOA News. 10 people are now reported dead and an unknown number of others missing after a charter fishing boat capsized off the southeastern South Korean coast late Saturday night. The South Korean Coast Guard said the 9-ton boat named the Dolphin was found Sunday morning near the resort island of Jeju hours after it lost radio contact. The Coast Guard said three people have been rescued and flown to a hospital. One survivor told Yonhap News Agency that the boat capsized in an instant due to strong waves. A new wave of Saudi-led airstrikes targeted Houthi positions in Yemen's capital on Sunday, following a deadly rebel attack on Riyadh's coalition troops. Jets bombed the Houthi military positions and Yemeni army bases in Sana'a after the Houthis on Friday killed more than 60 ground troops. UAE leaders had vowed to take retaliation for those deaths. Americans observed the Labor Day federal holiday on Monday, and President Obama used his weekly address to talk about honoring America's workers. He also talked about the latest unemployment numbers, which are now at a 7-year low.
On Friday, we found out that the economy created another 173,000 jobs in August. Over the past 5.5 years, our businesses have created 13.1 million new jobs in total, the longest streak of job creation on record.
Again, that is President Obama. An uncomfortable challenge has confronted Guatemala's presidential candidates Sunday, who are trying to win the votes of a nation that has put the last elected leader in court custody. Most of the candidates picked to run before the prosecutors backed by a massive anti-corruption movement toppled the previous administration. Many voters are so skeptical that they campaigned for the election itself to be postponed to give them a new crop of choices. Guatemalans began heading to the polls after they opened early Sunday to elect a vice president, members of Congress, and the Central American Parliament and local authorities for municipalities nationwide. Secretary of State John Kerry has expressed U.S. concern over reports of Russia's enhanced military buildup in Syria in a telephone call on Saturday with his Russian counterpart, according to the State Department. A spokesman said the secretary made clear that if such reports were accurate, these actions could further escalate the conflict. Authorities in Tajikistan say 9 police officers and 13 suspected militants have been killed in fighting, blamed on a renegade defense minister who was fired from the Dushanbe government on Friday. Police said the deaths occurred in and near the capital. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.